And so part of this, this strength of of working with Bill is this kind of single-mindedness, kind of stubborn apostolic direction that he goes. And so we're not going to this conference and then this book and that whole thing from him. So partly there's something in him that prevents some of that from happening. Now, Chris is more visionary, and I've personally headed down with Chris lots of roads that we ran into roadblocks and dead ends and went, that didn't work, and we headed off to another direction. So it does happen in my world, in my connection with Chris. Partly, I think, you know, it's faithfully going down the road as best we can, being powerful in the interaction. Here's some of my observations. Here's what my schedule looks like as far as my availability. What do you want to take off me in order to make that happen? Those sorts of discussions I think need to happen, and I'm sure you've had those sorts of discussions. But partly it's the direction of the men kind of heading one direction. Then also we are powerful in this relationship, so we don't feel overwhelmed. And there is a nurture that flows down so that my own schedule, as Chris staffs me and is aware of me, he's thinking about me having young kids, these sorts of things. And so there is a not worried about precedent again, but pastoring the staff at different levels where they are. So those are some strengths that they're carrying that help with that whole, we're going to visionate the world, because that happens too. I mean, Chris will talk and I'll think to myself, who's going to do all that? You know, that's... Who's going to do all that? I think if I could just say also that Danny's great. Like you said, he listens. So Bill wants a healing room. And so Danny just begins to, instead of Danny going, I'll build one, he's looking around for an anointed leader. And we have Joaquin. And then Danny's thinking, how do we pay for Joaquin? Because there's no income in the healing room. So Danny's dreaming of profit centers, which is another unique thing in our church we don't realize, is that we build economic engines in departments to create wages and salary for people. It's unique to where I've been. So it's not fundraiser hell, which I've done as a youth pastor, where, you know, I do 50 car washes and this whole deal. But it's create an economic engine, if you can, from the pull on the anointing and the information of this house to subsidize those things. So, you know, we found an anointed leader in Joaquin.